Good evening, councillors, staff, ladies and gentlemen. I declare this special council meeting open at 6 p.m. First item of business tonight is declarations of interest. Do any councillors or staff have any declarations of interest for tonight's agenda? If not, we then move to public question time. There is a set of procedures which relates to public question time, and I'll request that you follow my direction at all times. You'll have an opportunity to ask two questions, and your questions should be directed to myself and asked in a polite and respectful manner. Please state your name and address for the public record if coming forward to ask a question. Does anybody in the gallery wish to ask a question? I declare public question time closed, and we move on to public statement time. There is a set of procedures relating to public statement time, and I'll request that you follow my direction at all times. You're able to make a statement for up to 2 minutes, and your statement should be directed to myself and be polite and respectful. No question or discussion will occur at the end of your statement. Please come forward and state your name and address for the public record if you wish to make a statement. Does anybody in the gallery wish to make a statement? If not, I declare public statement time closed. Next item of business tonight is apologies and leaves of absence. We've received an apology from Councillor Taylor for tonight's meeting, and Councillor Dwyer and Councillor Logan are on a leave of absence. We then move on to tonight's item of business, the bestowal of the title of Honorary Freeman of the City of Joondalup upon Brian Anthony Cooper, OAM. And I wish to move that, one, Council bestows the title of Honorary Freeman of the City of Joondalup upon Brian Anthony Cooper, OAM, and two, the certificates of Freeman of the City be affixed with the common seal and signed by the Mayor and Chief Executive Officer. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Seconded by Councillor Palifka. Tonight, Brian Anthony Cooper, OAM, becomes just the fourth person in Joondalup's history to be named Honorary Freeman of the City of Joondalup, which is the highest honour that the City can bestow upon an individual. Brian follows in the footsteps of Margaret Cockman, Bill Marwick and Nick Trandos in achieving this honour, all outstanding individuals who have made a lasting contribution to our community, to Australia and to humanity through their personal endeavours and commitment. It is a way for our City to say thank you for all of the hard work that he has done in shaping our community and beyond. Over the past 21 years since Joondalup has become a city in its own right, as well as in the decades leading up to that momentous day on the 1st of July 1998. Brian has served his community with distinction for many decades in a variety of roles, both as an elected member and as a volunteer. This has included an incredible 3 separate terms as our mayor. His willingness to put others before self was a hallmark of his time as an elected member, an important period in the history of the Northern Corridor. Brian's selflessness, his strong work ethic and drive to serve his community continues to this day, where he still holds several senior leadership positions within local community organisations. Whilst navigating the enormous growth of the Northern Corridor over the decades, Brian has played a key role in the Joondalup story and remains committed to ensuring that our city is home to an active, engaged and connected community and a city recognised on the world stage for its livability. Brian is the former president of the Marmion Provost Club, the former chairman and board member of the Wanneroo Shire Council Aged Persons Trust for 17 years, patron and life member of the Wanneroo Basketball Association, a role he still currently holds, the former president of the Association of Independent Retirees, life member and former president of the Wanneroo Rotary Club, life member of the National Electrical Contractors Association, former chairman of the Wanneroo Economic Development Association, now known as the Joondalup Business Association, former board member of the Metropolitan Planning Council, and former manager of Wanneroo Junior Cricket Teams and president of the Wanneroo Districts Cricket Club. A long-term resident of Woodvale, he is married to wife Patricia and is a proud father of 3 girls, Julie, Sally and Shannon, and grandfather to Kayla, Lachlan and Matilda. We should not forget their sacrifices in allowing Brian to achieve so much for our community. Brian, who was mayor when the official opening of the first public golf course in the region at Merengaroo took place in 1988, still tries to fit in a couple of rounds of golf a week. He believes that age is a state of mind, and he knows that he still has plenty to contribute to the city of Joondalup. His energy knows no bounds. Brian was awarded an Australia Day Medal this year, an Order of Australia, in the General Division, for his services to the community. He is a credit to his family, to his friends, and to this city, and is a worthy recipient of Joondalup's highest accolade. Councillor Politico is seconder. Do you wish to speak?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I don't intend to say very much because I think you've covered it eloquently. I will just touch on my first meeting with Brian, and he was at the time the chairman of WEDA, which was the Wanneroo Economic Development Association. The characteristics he displayed in those early meetings, he's carried throughout his life. When you talk to Brian, you know there's no second agenda. He's honest, he's upfront, but most importantly, he's humble. At no stage during any communication with Brian did you ever feel that you were anything but the most important person in the room. It is my absolute honour to second this motion, and I think that we are blessed with having three other city freemans of the city, and our fourth member will hold up, I think, his end better than we would expect. He's a wonderful individual, a fantastic family man, and I am absolutely proud to be part of this process. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Do any other councillors wish to address the motion? If not, I'll put the motion and invite you to cast your vote by a show of hands. Those in favour? Against the motion? I declare that carried unanimously. I'd now like to invite Brian forward, along with myself and the CEO, to officially sign the Freeman Certificate. Family and friends are, of course, welcome to take photographs of the document on this occasion, and as you are no doubt aware, we'll have some official photographs afterwards. After the formal signing, I'll also be inviting Brian to join us up here for the seat which is reserved for Freeman of the City, and invite him to say a few words. Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you the fourth Freeman of the City of Joondalup, Mr. Brian Cooper, OAM, and I would like to invite him to address the meeting. Mr. Cooper.
This chamber, I think, was about 21 years ago, and I've noticed some changes. The first thing, I can't see the back of the room now, which I used to be able to do, and I used to be able to run up the stairs, which I can't do anymore, sir. However, with that, I would like to say to our Mayor, the Honourable Elf Jacob JP, Councillor of the City of Joondalup, CEO Gary Hunter, and I've been an old friend for many, many years in local government, senior staff, I'd like to thank you all for choosing me to be a Freeman of the City. When I think of all the worthy people who could fill this role, I'm truly amazed that I was selected, but thank you. As I said, it was more than 20 years ago I was a councillor in the old city of Wanneroo. However, I still keep track of what happens in local government. I believe Joondalup is one of the best, if not the best, run councils in Western Australia. You've only got to look around our city and suburbs to see this. Today I'll be joining a very small group of Freemen of the City. First, this Margaret Cockman. Margaret's been involved in setting up and running more community groups than anyone in the district, or any other person actually. Nick Trandos. He was my mentor when I first elected to the Wanneroo Shire Council in 1984. What Nick doesn't know about local government is not worth knowing. And Nick was my central ward councillor with Clive Harrison, and I happened to say one day, and Clive was about 6'5" when Nick, one can remember him, so Nick and I and Clive were standing there, and I said to Clive, we've got someone for all seasons in the central ward here, and he said, what's that? I said, well, Clive's the long of it, I'm the short of it. Nick, you know, he felt left out of it, and he said, well, what can I be? Well, he was a bit more rotund in those days. He'd been to the gym just lately. So I said, Nick, you can be the round of it. So, I think we had a very good team, and I have to say, the best initiation to a council anyone could have ever had. Now, Bill Marwick, the other Freeman, Bill established the Wanneroo and Joondalup Times, which was the best source of news about what was happening in our scattered suburbs, and built us into a community. And Margaret will remember, and a lot of old Wanneroo people remember, that we were very isolated, isolated pockets of people around the place. And the Wanneroo Times really brought us all together. I'm very lucky to call all three friends, and I hope that I'm as effective in the role as they are. I was very lucky to have many friends who helped me with all the activities that I was involved in over the years. That led to me being made Freeman of the City. Far too many to name them all. However, there is one who stands out, and that's my wife, Trish. She was an unpaid secretary, an answering machine, and a part of the 100th function over the years. Trish claimed that she should be the president for life with parents without partners, which was a bit of a shock to me, I guess. She also claimed that should our three daughters grow up to be good citizens, and they have, it was all because of her. And if she didn't, it was because her father was never home. So it was one of those situations where she won, if she tossed it up, heads she wins, tails I lose anyway. Before closing, I would like to once more thank the council for bestowing the honour of Freeman of the City on me, which I can honestly say I never expected. Thank you all.
That concludes tonight's special council meeting. Thank you, Mr. Cooper, and I hereby declare the meeting closed at 6:15 p.m. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now invite you to adjourn to the Councillors' Lounge. Thank you.